Thank you very much, Rafael, for your remarks. And I would like to thank Rodrigo, Rawls, and Rafael for their insightful presentations and remarks. And if I may wrap up, we have heard about the challenges associated with asymmetric information. We have heard about the examples of voluntary and mandatory standards and the differences in the requirements and therefore the fragmentation in the implementation, and consequently the difficulties to maintain the inclusivity and predictability. And also we heard that the challenges are the same, but there is the problem of interoperability, which highlights the importance of strengthening international cooperation in standard setting, disclosure and traceability, and the critical role of dialogue to this regard. And we also heard about some examples and efforts of collaborative and inclusive traceability initiatives. I believe all those points that we have heard so far from our speakers set very well the scene for the follow-up panel session. Before opening the floor to questions and comments, I would like to take this opportunity to provide some information on FAO's relevant work on the topic, which I believe will complement what has been already presented and mentioned by our speakers. I would like to first start by highlighting that adapting sustainability practices is a gradual process that demands time, resources, and long-term commitment from all stakeholders along the value chain. At FAO, through our work on responsible agricultural supply chains, we provide technical advisory services on trade, investment, forestry, and agriculture to address the changing landscape of trade and import requirements. Our activities build on the OECD FAO Guidance for Responsible Agricultural Supply Chains, developed in 2016. In that context, we provide support to members to adapt to the policies for responsible agri-food chains. To name a few, we launched the OECD FAO Business Handbook to help companies mitigate deforestation-related risks. We are assessing investment needs and costs associated to the EUDR in key export markets. In addition, we have developed resources to support agricultural cooperatives by building knowledge and awareness of due diligence and bridging the capacity gaps. We are leading the development of digital solutions that can facilitate traceability and the assessment of the risk of deforestation in agricultural supply chains through FAO's Forest Data Partnership, as already mentioned by various speakers. We also facilitate dialogue and collaboration. For instance, FAO and OECD facilitate a multi-stakeholder advisory group on responsible business conduct and due diligence in agri-food supply chains. For further information on our work on responsible business conduct and agricultural supply chains, I would like to invite you to visit FAO's Markets and Trade Division's website. We have still a couple of minutes left. Therefore, I would like to open the floor for any comments or questions from the audience. If I may, please kindly state your name and organization and institution and indicate to whom you would like to address your question and or comment. Okay. I see Togo, European Union.
No, International Rural Study Group. So
there are two? Okay.
Yeah, International Rural Study Group and European
Union. Okay, please go ahead.